are listening to Find Your Flow in Moco, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hey everyone, welcome to Find Your Flow in Moco, and I'm your host, Danielle Gibson. It is warming up here in Decatur, and our next guests are known for their awesome place to explore in the summer. Our guests are the owners and operators of Go Far USA, Patrick and Emily Fagerman. Thank you so much for coming and hanging out with us today.
Thank you, Danielle. It's great to be here.
Yes, it's good to be here.
So we have so much to talk about today, but before that, we were going to talk about the cheese straw, but we're going to talk about something else that the Fagermans love. So what is one of your favorite Southern treats?
Okay, I know. Looking at this cheese straw thing made me conscious of the fact that I wasn't as comfortable with that, but one thing I will say that I really like in the South is the chocolate gravy and biscuits.
Yeah, when I first moved here from the North, I had no idea what that was. And I think the people that I was staying with were actually offended that I didn't know what it was.
Yeah, I think I was first introduced to it at like a church picnic or get together. And if you ever have a taste for chocolate, that's excellent.
Mm-hmm. It is awesome. So we just thought we would, instead of talking about the cheese straw, we would talk about another Southern treat. So thank you so much for telling us a little bit about your favorite treat. So you guys are so interesting. So let's talk a little bit about you guys. So can you tell us a little bit about yourselves?
Okay. I was going to let Emily lead on this. I prefer to let her do the talking, but she doesn't. So anyhow, let me tell you a little about myself. The park is something that we acquired this land, and I grew up farming. I grew up with animals and in the great outdoors, riding horse and bike and swimming and all this stuff. And then I went to engineering school and ended up with a graduate degree in engineering. And I still kept a hold on to the love for the great outdoors. And I added into there, ultra trail running and marathoning and 510K stuff and mountain biking and triathlon type stuff. And it's just kind of my background to lead me into some of this stuff here. And even before I acquired this property, it was something I had put trails on to help my training for races and stuff I was doing. And I'm going to let Emily tell you a little about her, because it takes this combination to make this park happen. So she has to add this.
Yeah, so I actually grew up in Hartselle. But I went away to Tennessee and I got a degree in elementary education. And I actually was a teacher for a little while. And actually, I did pass my teaching several roles in education. I was a coach for a little while. I also was a librarian for a short time. Just different things like that. And then I was a substitute teacher for a while too. But me being in the teaching field, I naturally wanted to just have the kids come and check out our farm when we had the farm before we had the park. And that was just, I was always saying, hey, let's have this group come over and visit us at our farm. I would have my classes come. We'd have our church groups come.
And I'm thinking, what did she obligate me to this time? Getting animals lined up for a show and the barn ready for visitors and stuff like that.
Yeah. So that kind of led to that part of us entertaining people all the time.
I love that. Mm-hmm. So tell us what all you guys have to offer. And also, I would say that every time I go out there, it's a family tradition. Everybody's at work, right?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of different things like we just talked about led to us starting the park. And I mean, one of the big things is we have started it ourselves. It's our family. Mm-hmm. My husband, me, my kids, we started it together. And I mean, that's part of the inspiration, is just something great outside that we could do together, getting it going. And I think it's really great for my kids to grow up with this experience. I mean, they're learning how to deal with people all the time and still getting to be outside doing things too. And with the farm animals and everything, I mean, they have a lot. They work a lot. My kids do. And they've learned a lot from us starting the park.
So you guys have, every time I go out there as well, there's something new or there's a new idea. I know that you guys are visionaries and you have races out there. So kind of tell us how long it took you to build the park, really from the ground up, right?
Right. Okay. So there's a period leading up to this. I call it about 3 years before we opened in March 2020. And I call it the BST time. Blood, sweat, and tears, where we were all working together, like it or not at times. Whenever any free moment we had, we would be out, clearing the land. So we spent a good 3 years. We had a building built, which I did all the interior work myself with some helpers I got, and then clearing the land. And, you know, it was like a jungle, honestly. And we took stuff that was there, like cedars and stuff. We turned it into landscaping stuff, anything that was down or dead. But we spent quite a bit of time, a lot of, poison ivy issues and scrapes and cuts and people not wanting to be out there. That is our five kids. And it did help having a crew. So they all got to learn how to do things and learn tools and all that stuff. And since it was, the park is connected to our original property, we were set up so that, you know, we'd have everybody could hop on one of our golf carts, or they could do that and run down to the park, fix something. If they had run to the shop to get tools, they didn't have to go anyplace. They could, I could send one of the kids to get the tools, whatever. So it was a good process and a lot of family time for sure. And we're always coming up with ideas. I ask the kids, hey, what do you think would be cool out here? You know, or I have more ideas than I have ability a lot of times. And we've thrown the kids in there, you know, hey, what do you think we should do to this to make it a little better? And I want to target adults too. So you'll see things like we have the, you know, U.S. Marine Corps obstacle course, and the Marines recently came out after our race and did some training. So we have big boy stuff and, you know, big girl stuff, whatever. And then we have fun stuff for the little tiny tykes. And we have a 4-ton sandbox the kids can play in. We have a natural playscape with logs and things thrown in there. Kind of a little micro zip line, you might say. Also, we have, for the little bit older kids, we have what we call it's a pump course. We have these dirt scooters that they can help themselves to. And a lot of times they ride on them. They're just mounds. That they pump around on a little bit. They ride the scooters and they go down and come around. We also use it as a RC basher course, so those who are into radio controlled stuff can use that as well. But anyhow, we have a paintball shooting range. Everybody seems to like that. All ages have a good time with that. We don't shoot at each other, but we shoot at targets inside a controlled area.
And, that sounds like my kind of time.
Oh, yeah.
Not at each
That's
other.
Fun. It's been a fun one of all ages, surprisingly. Really enjoy that. And let's see here. We have fat tire bikes and stuff we rent. So we have lots of things for people to ride, you know, do even at the park. If you don't have your own bike, you can use ours. If you have a bike, bring it. And those kind of things.
Yeah. And the big thing that we have tried to do with the park is create a place that a family can come to and enjoy. So we offer a variety of different activities that all ages and all physical capabilities can enjoy. That's one of the things that is important to us, is to have a place for families to be able to do things together outside.
So since it is getting warmer outside, what does your schedule look like?
Yeah, so this summer, for our summer hours, we're going to be open Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And then we're also open on Sunday afternoon from 2 to 6 p.m. And we are planning to do some nighttime things. We'll be posting that on Facebook and Instagram and all of that. We're going to try to do a few nighttime events this summer, too. So, yeah, everybody should get out and come enjoy it. The nice thing about the park is it's shaded, so that helps.
It does help immensely.
Yeah.
Shading is so underrated, but, man, when you're at a park and there's no shade, it's pretty brutal here in the South, isn't it?
Yes.
So how can our listeners and our community support you guys?
Well, one of the things that I wanted to make sure that we shared with everyone today, we have a couple of fundraisers that we are donating our park for this year. And we would love for people to support these events and help with these groups. One of the ones that we're going to be doing is going to be a trail and obstacle course race. And it is being a fundraiser for the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Nicole Vaughn, who is the North Alabama area director, is organizing that event. And that is going to be on August 5th. And all of the information about that race and how you can help with it or join it or do the race can be found on their website, which is nwalfca.org. And the other fundraiser that we donate the park for helping with, this is actually one that we've done in the past, too. It is brought by YOLO Dream Adventure Travel. Mariana Castleberry is the owner of that. And she does the YOLO project every year and picks a special cause to raise some money for. This year, she is raising money to build a school in a remote region in Nepal. And so we would love for people to come out and do that race as well and help with this fundraiser. And that's going to be on September 30th. And you can find information about that one on Facebook at the YOLO Dream Adventure Travel page. We would love for you guys to help support these fundraising events that we're having.
Awesome. Well, we'll look forward to supporting those causes for sure. And I know during the holiday season, you guys do lots of fun things as well through and offer really fun things. We always participate, so it's great.
Yeah, we have, of course, in the fall, we have the haunted hay rides we do, which has been a really big hit. And in fact, our I mentioned the Marines earlier, like Marine Corps, we have the Marines. We do a trade-off with the Marine guys. The use of the park for coming out and being zombies at the haunted hay rides.
I love it.
We have these bonfires that hang around, and it's a pretty cool experience. So something to think about.
Awesome. Love that. Looking forward to it. So we're going to continue with our Did You Know segment. And in this segment, we ask our guests one last question before they leave. So we've asked the Fagermans to share a fun, cool, and interesting fact about themselves that you probably have never heard of before. So, did you know? They're smiling at us.
Okay. Can't wait. Well, there's a number of things on this, but I think what I'm going to do is keep it maybe a little less personal. But an interesting thing about the park, I will tell you right now. We have a neighbor there when we first bought the park and started working on it. And he'd mentioned to me one time, he said, hey, I had heard, you know, at one time that maybe the Confederates had held up at the park, this area. And they were thinking that, you know, they had... Well, they were holding up there, they might have had stuff with them. And we have these three caves/sinkholes on the property, okay? Mm-hmm. And interestingly, the guy was telling me about the cave, and I hadn't seen the cave yet, okay? And to me, it's like a big sinkhole. I would never go in it. Anyhow, he said, hey, what I did, I was curious if there was a treasure out there. So I got my son-in-law and a cat, and they went out there, and they dropped the cat down in the hole, and nothing happened. So then he put his son-in-law down in there. I thought that was a pretty good story.
That's a great story.
Right. Well, he didn't say that. Maybe, you know, he didn't tell us if they found anything either. So, you know, if they found some treasure. But anyway, I thought that was a pretty cool story. I do believe it actually happened. I do hope the son-in-law came back. Anyhow, I thought that was a neat thing. And we have three sinkholes. We're trying to tie that in as like a spectator thing at the park as well.
Very cool.
So it's a pretty neat part. In fact, one of my dogs got lost in it the other day, and we had to drag it, pull it out.
Oh, my. Oh, my. And we didn't really talk about your location. You guys are very centrally located as well. Easy to get to right off of the interstate. Mm-hmm.
Right. It's, you know, if you're at the intersection there at Priceville, Highway 67 or Beltline and I-65 were like about 2 miles or 2.5 miles from that intersection. And, you know, really we're only about a quarter mile from the interstate. Mm-hmm. So we're kind of between the Hartzell and the Priceville exit, Priceville Decatur exit. And very convenient if you're coming from Decatur or up north or down south. Very, very simple to get to our place. And a lot of outdoor adventure for simple access is how I see it.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much for spending time with us today. We've learned so much about GoFar USA Park and look forward to all of the amazing things you guys are going to be doing. So you can find us at Visit Decatur AL on Instagram, Facebook, or TikTok, or visit us on our website at visitdecatural.org. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. This has been Find Your Flow in MoCo. This has been another episode of Find Your Flow in MoCo, hosted by Danielle Gibson and produced by Relic.